Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 30th edition. Hope you guys had a great Wednesday. Fun-filled slate. Giants and are up 1-0 in the eighth. Dodgers losing 6-5 to the Padres. We saw a lot of runs there between Toronto and the Yankees. Max Fried was awesome. Brave stack was good. Sprinkling of other fun stuff there. So hope you guys had a good Wednesday of action. 9 games for you on Thursday. Should be a ton of fun. Some housekeeping first. You can check me out on Twitter at BDEntric. Check me out in the Fantasy Degens Discord with all your questions over there. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba podcast, dropping on Thursday, recording with Rob DiPietro, talking some more season-long fantasy baseball, looking ahead to 2022. If you give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits and Bench with Bubba, I would truly appreciate it. And check out Prize Picks, everybody, PrizePicks.com. Betting meets fantasy. Tons and tons of fun over there. Make 2 to 5 bets. Really, really cool. Mix and match sports. Use promo code Bubba when you sign up at Prize Picks for a first-time deposit match up to $100. All right, 9-game slate on tap for you. Let's get cracking. Pitchers on this slate, top price pitchers, Robbie Ray, $10,000 at home against the New York Yankees. Ray's been nothing short of phenomenal. Nice 23 points in 6 innings, 106 Ks his last time out. He's basically a 6K or more machine. A lot of double-digit performances in there. He's been nothing short of outstanding. Potential Cy Young winner, especially with Cole slipping up on Wednesday. Takes on this Yankees team, striking out 24% of the time versus lefties, hitting 255 with a 142 ISO and a 95 WRC plus. The Yankees offense is always scary, no doubt about it, with Stanton and Judge and Torres and Sanchez and so many of them. I get it. But Robbie Ray's a beast. He's a man on a mission. The strikeouts will be there to offset a few runs here and there. So Ray at 10,000, I think, is a phenomenal play on this slate. Lance McCullers, $9,600 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. McCullers only put up 14 his last time out, but 3 straight 20-plus point performances prior to that. He's gone 6 innings and 3 straight starts, 3 in runs or less, 5 or more Ks in each start. Strikeouts are there, innings are there, Ws are there. Lots to like when it comes to Lance McCullers. Tampa Bay, sneaky good, put up a 7 spot on Wednesday, but they do strike out over 21% of the time versus righties, hitting only 229 with a 103 WRC+. But they have that 184 ISO, so they've got some pop versus righties, which we saw on Wednesday, full display. But if you want to go McCullers at 9,600 is a nice pivot off Robbie Ray up top, or potentially off of Joe Ryan at $9,300 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Ryan was on a bereavement leave for a couple games, but man, he has been outstanding. 5 innings or more in each start, 2 or 3 in runs or less in every start. He has 5 Ks or more in 3 of 4 starts, 11 Ks in his last start. Dude's put up 27 or more points in 2 of his last 3, 17 or more in 3 straight starts. The man's a monster. We've been on him from the get-go. Now you get a Detroit Tigers team striking out almost 25% of the time versus righties in the month of September, hitting 244 with a 191 ISO and a 103 WRC+. Sign me up for some Joe Ryan at $9,300. Phenomenal play on this slate. Great matchup versus Detroit. So Ray, McCullers, Ryan, 3 guys over 9K, all in play. Ray's still my top guy because we know what he can do. He can go 6-plus innings and get you 10-plus Ks. Joe Ryan's darn close right there. Lance McCullers, 3rd for me on that list. Drop him below 9K now. You got Tony Gonsolin, $8,800 at home against the San Diego Padres. Gonsolin looked great his last time out. 5 innings, 207 Ks. Only got 68 pitches, though, so he has to be super, super good and very, very efficient. But his 2 games where he's thrown 67 or more pitches, 2 of his last 3 starts, 23 or more DK points. When he's efficient, he's very, very effective. Now he faces a San Diego Padres team that got to Max Scherzer on Wednesday night. Can they do it again? They're striking out almost 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 243 with a 91 WRC+. So don't mind Gonsolin at $8,800. It's a slate with some weird pitching, so if you want to save a few dollars, you can go to Gonsolin, that's for sure. Or my favorite option in this range, Ian Anderson's $8,400 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. We use Morton on Tuesday. We use Fried on Wednesday. We're going to Ian Anderson on Thursday, folks. Anderson has pitched 5 innings or more in 3 straight starts, 2 earned runs or less in 2 out of 3, and most importantly, 7 or more Ks in each start, 15 or more points in all 3 starts, 25 or more points in 2 of his last 3. It's a Philadelphia offense that has been shut down in this series. They strike out 21.5% of the time versus righties. Charlie Morton got 10 Ks in 7 innings on Tuesday night. Not sure Anderson's going to do that, and not sure he's going to be as effective as Morton. I think he's in for a darn good start, at least a quality start. Phillies are hitting 253 with a 179 ISO and a 103 WRC+. They're a good offense that's just ice cold right now. You got Atlanta looking to clinch the AL East with a W on Thursday. So give me some Ian Anderson at $8,400 and a big, big spot there in that matchup versus Philadelphia. The only other guy I'm really looking at on this slate is Nick Pivetta at 7K at the Baltimore Orioles. It's a risky proposition anytime you want to use Nick Pivetta, but he's been much better on the road than at home this year. 5.4 ERA at home, 3.7 on the road, averaging 13 DK points at home, over 17 on the road this season. Faced Baltimore at home 2 starts ago, 3 2/3, 3 earned, 3 Ks, not good. Faced the Yankees at home his last time out, not bad. But previous start against Baltimore, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks, was darn effective in that matchup. It's a Baltimore team, which I don't mind. Like, I don't mind using some bats if you're not using Pivetta, but they strike out 26% of the time versus righties. So as a 7K guy where you might give up a few runs, but you want that strikeout upside, you get it against Baltimore. They're hitting 221 with a 161 ISO and an 85 WRC+. They're slumping. It's been an awesome season, but Cedric Mullins is beat up. Like, you could make a Baltimore stack. I'll never say no to the Baltimore stack, but I think Pivetta is a very good value at $7,000. So recapping my pitching targets on this slate, you got Ray McCullers and Ryan above 9K. I got it Ray, Ryan, McCullers. If you want to go Ryan number one, totally get it. In the 8K range, you got Gonsolin and Anderson. I love Anderson. Like, I want to pair up Anderson with Ryan or Ray. That'd be my top priority on this slate. And then Nick Pivetta at 7K has a nice SP, a 2 or punt, if you prefer. All right, the catchers on this slate, when we start talking bats here for you, you could slide on down below 5K. Let's start saving some cash right out the gate on this slate. And we're going to slide Mitch Garver, 4K versus Scooble is in play. It's no Scooble's only going about 50 pitches, give or take. But Garver at 4K is a cheap option. So is Gary Sanchez. If you're fading Robbie Ray, Sanchez is 38 versus lefty, so you can roll that dice. If you so please, I like Carson Kelly at 33 versus the lefty Scott Kazmir. Kazmir probably goes 60-ish pitches, give or take. So Kelly should get him once or twice through the order at $3,300. Not a bad price tag there. If you are fading Nick Pivetta, you got Pedro Severino at 31 if you want to go that direction. Below 3K, Ryan Jeffers. He's $2,800 for Scooble. He's a nice value in that scenario. Victor Caratini could get the start versus Gonsolin at 26. He went deep off of Scherzer. He's a nice value play at $2,600. And then other than that, not a ton that really stands out at this point in time. The only other guy, if he's in the lineup, he wasn't in the lineup on Wednesday, would be Fortes of Miami. He's the bare minimum. First base position for you, Vladito is always in play, especially against Kluber. Stacking against Kluber, always a thing I like to do. So he's 61, but give me some Freddie Freeman at 56, going right back to those Atlanta bats against Kyle Gibson. Clinching game, they're going to go banana land. So give me some Atlanta Braves, 56 hundo versus Kyle Gibson. Schwarber had the day off on Wednesday after going deep on Tuesday. He's first base outfield eligible at $5,100 versus another lefty and Alexander Wells for Baltimore. So I like that one quite a bit. The Astros will be a good play. McHugh is opening up with Yarbrough following. We know we like Yuli Gurriel versus lefties. He's 4,800. If you're fading Pivetta, Mountcastle at 44 is always in play for us as well. But cheaper options going below 4K on this slate. Bobby Dalbec at 36 versus Wells. Miguel Sano at 36 versus Scooble. Those are two options for you at their price points. Going down to the low threes and maybe into the 2K range on this slate. You got Wilmer Flores likely getting the start again. He started at first base because Belt's out. He's first base, third base eligible. Going up against the lefty Mad Bum at 2,900. So that's a good price tag, good value for Wilmer Flores. $2,900 first base, third base in his matchup. And then other than that, there's only one other guy I'm looking for on this slate. There he is, Lewin Diaz, $2,000 bare minimum. They got Rich Hill here. I've also seen Tyler McGill is playing. If it's Rich Hill, not as in love with Lewin Diaz, but if it's Tyler McGill, I like Diaz quite a bit. McGill's been walking guys, giving up the long ball. Diaz, another double on a big night on Wednesday. Very, very productive bats from Lewin Diaz, and he's basically free. All right, second base position on this slate. Altuve's fine at 57. Semien hit number 44, I believe, was on the year. He's in play at 56 for his Kluber for you. But Ozzie Albies is at 52. Again, brave stack, bring it on. So big fan of that. Don't mind some Jazz Chisholm. Put up 12 more points for us on Wednesday. He's 4,800 versus Hill or McGill, whoever's pitching there. Whit Merrifield at 48 is fine. A KC stack, KC Cleveland stack. Like, it went off on Wednesday. We said it could be a sneaky one. It's in play again because you got Bieber on a pitch limit and then a bullpen game for Kansas City. So Merrifield at 48, very, very much in play for you as well. Love the value on Javi Baez. He got a double, did some damage. He's only 4K for you going up against Edward Cabrera, who walks a ton of guys and doesn't go deep into games. So Javi Baez at 4K is a nice value at the second base position. Cheaper options below 3K. Andres Jimenez is $2,900 for Zerpa and the bullpen for Kansas City. Zerpa's a lefty, so keep him in mind as well. Third base position for you, you got J-Ram at 58. It's totally fine. If you want to go there, Devers at 55 is fine. But Austin Riley at 52, a little bit of savings. Get your Bray stack on like we keep talking about. Don't mind Bregman at 51 if you want to stack up Houston, which is a very solid stack as well. You got Donaldson against Scooble at 44 if you want a little tournament action. Longo's only 38 versus Mad Bum. That's a solid look. We know Longo versus a lefty is always a nice look as well. So Longo's in play at 3,800. Yu Chang versus the lefty Zerpa at 35 if you're looking to get really weird in your Cleveland stacks. Johnny VR hitting sixth for the Mets at $3,100 versus Cabrera. If you're going all in on a Mets stack, Johnny VR is not a bad value, but mention Wilmer Flores at $2,900. Love his value if you're stacking it or not. That's just a really good value at first or third base with Wilmer Flores. Shortstop, Bo Bichette double donged on Wednesday. Very much in play versus Kluber. Don't mind Bogarts as well. I'd just rather pay the 100 more for Bichette personally, or go down to Corey Seager at $5,300 versus Vinny V. Dodger stack very much in play against Vinny Velasquez. So Seager at 53 is a solid play as well. Jorge Polanco went deep on Wednesday. He's not bad at 49. You got Chisholm at 48, who I like. Lindor at 47, a good look versus Cabrera if you're stacking up the Mets. He's in play as well. Ahmed Rosario at 42 for Cleveland. Nice little cheaper piece that you can get there, who had another nice night. I believe he had a RBI or two RBI double in that game. So he could be a nice look there for Ahmed Rosario. Nicky Lopez in your Kansas City stacks at 41 is always worth a look. He's kind of always around that $4,400 price range, just kind of hanging out there. But Andres Jimenez at $2,900, second base shortstop eligible, is pretty much your value play at the position as of now. Outfield position, Harper versus Ian Anderson. If you're fading Ian Anderson, it's with Bryce Harper. Pretty simple stuff. Otherwise, you save a few dollars here. Aaron Judge if you're fading Ray, but Kyle Tucker at 53, nice little value there versus McHugh and Yarbrough. Don't mind Schwarber. Springer's got some good history versus Kluber. He's 5K. Go back to Franimal. Okay, they didn't have the biggest thing. He got like 5 or 6 DK points. He's 5K versus Zerpa and that Kansas City bullpen. But Renfro at 49 is outstanding. It was funny. 42 on Tuesday goes deep. 46 on Wednesday goes deep. Now he's 49. Keep rostering him. T. Oscar at 49 is fine as well. JD Martinez had a double and a home run on Wednesday's 48 versus Wells. So a couple nice outfield options there for Boston versus the lefty Wells that you can exploit. Adam Duvall's at 47. Not a bad extra piece in your Braves stacks as well. Other guys, AJ Pollock went deep on Tuesday. He's been swinging, or Wednesday, swinging a really, really good bat. He's 4,400 versus Vinny V. So you can go back to that direction for him. You got Soler if you need to, but not my favorite Atlanta piece, that's for sure. Going to 4K and below now. Benintendi's 4,000, Badu is 4,000. Nice values. I prefer Benintendi because I like Joe Ryan a lot on this slate. So Benny's a good play. Lourdes Gurriel at 39, very, very much in play as well. If you're fading Tony Gonsolin, Trent Grisham's been struggling with 38. It's not bad, I'll say that much. But Austin Hayes at 36 versus Pivetta is pretty nice. Eddie Rosario for Atlanta is only 34 versus Gibson. He had an RBI double and a couple knocks on this evening. So a nice little value with Eddie Rosario at 34 hundo. Brandon Nimmo at 32, if you want to go that direction versus Cabrera, he can be a nice look for you as well. Don't mind Gavin Lux at 31 versus Vinny V. Good value piece of the Dodgers in a great spot. Again, check to see if it's Rich Hill or Tyler Miguel, because if it's Miguel, Jesus Sanchez at 3K is a very, very nice look as well. Austin Slater should be leading off for the Gigantes. Now, if Bumgarner gets removed, then Slater might get removed too, so keep that in mind. But $3,000 for the leadoff man for the Gigantes is not too shabby. Love us some Michael Conforto at 28. He went deep on Wednesday. Had a nice little ball game on Wednesday night. Gives him hits in 3 of his last 4 games. Home extra base hits in 2 of his last 4. So keep Conforto in mind at $2,800. A nice little value in that matchup. Cheaper options, though. And you can look at guys like Hunter Dozier, big triple. He's $2,700 tonight on Thursday. Few others down here, just not the normal suspects because the Cardinals aren't here. And we already talked about our Marlins for once because they're priced up a little bit more. But Bradley Zimmer's interesting at 24 for Cleveland, depending on how that bullpen game plays out there. That could be a fun one. Brent Rooker at $2,300 for Scooble is in play for you as well. Harold Ramirez has been hitting towards the top of that Cleveland lineup. He's $2,200 versus Zerpa. So he's a value. Nick Gordon at 22 is not too shabby either. If it is Rich Hill, Lewis Brinson at 21 is a very intriguing value when it comes to the Miami Marlins. I'll say that much. Not a lock, but $2,100 for Lou Brin is intriguing to say the least. And I'll scroll for a second here to make sure we don't have any 2K guys that stand out, but nothing stands out right now. Maybe once lineups get released. All right, recapping the pitching that I like on this slate, Robbie Ray at 10K, McCullers 95, Joe Ryan 93. So those are your three above 9K. I got Ray 1A, Joe Ryan 1B, Lance McCullers 3rd. If you want to go Ryan over Ray for the matchup, I totally get it. And then below that, you got Gonsolin, Anderson, and Pavetta. Anderson's my favorite by a long shot in this range, followed by Gonsolin and Pavetta. So my ideal situation is Anderson and Ryan or Anderson and Ray. That's my main combination on this slate if I can make it happen. Stacking it up, Boston versus Baltimore. Love going back there. Especially with Renfro, JD, maybe some Dahlback and company. Like that a lot. Toronto versus Kluber is very much in play. Miami versus McGill, not Hill. So keep that in mind. Don't mind a little Mets action versus Cabrera if you want to get different there. Houston versus Tampa Bay. Atlanta is one of my favorite stacks by far on this slate. If you want to go Minnesota, that's interesting because Scooble's only going about 50 pitches. He's got some home run issues. Then you got the Detroit bullpen. So Minnesota could be a nice contrarian play. The Cleveland-Kansas City game stacks in play. Giants versus Bumgarner, Dodgers. So Dodgers and Braves and Red Sox are probably my top three stacks. But then you got some nice ones you can mix and match in there to get contrarian or get some value with and see where the night takes you. So there you have it, folks. 9-game Thursday, September 30th slate in the books. Hope you guys enjoy the show. Check me out on Twitter at BDentric in the Fantasy Degens Discord. If you give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would really appreciate it. And for the Bench with Bubba podcast, it would mean a ton for me. Give a thumbs up on YouTube if you're watching on the Rotoballer YouTube channel. Appreciate you guys tuning in all season long. We got one more episode for the regular season coming up for you guys on Friday. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 30th episode in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.